This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to talk to you today about the new features of the BrailleNote and VoiceNote products from HumanWare. As you may know, Keysoft 7 has been released. Keysoft 7 is filled with a bunch of exciting new features and functions that bring the BrailleNote to a higher standard. I'm going to be using a BrailleNote QT 18 M-Power for this demonstration. The first thing I'm going to do is show you one of the new features that's only on the BrailleNote M-Power.
Word processor.
If you'll notice,
planner. Address list.
This is the keynote speech that we've all gotten used to.
Planner. Word processor. Main menu.
Now, if we go into the review settings, we do a function with O,
options menu.
And then R for review
speech
voice.
Currently on. Speech volume level, currently 5. Punctuation level, currently 2. Number format, currently word. Speech synthesizer, currently keynote gold.
It says speech synthesizer. Now, if I press the help key.
For keynote gold speech, press A. For eloquent speech, press E. To leave this option unchanged, just press Enter. To move forward or back through the list without changing values, press Space or Backspace. To exit the list, press Escape. Speech Synthesizer, currently Keynote Gold.
So, as you noticed, the BrailleNote now supports eloquence. So, we'll hit E for eloquence.
Eloquence.
And hit Enter.
Speech Voice, currently Adult Male.
Okay, it says Speech Voice, currently Adult Male. Also, if you noticed, the voice has changed. It's now running eloquent. So if we hit our help key again.
For adult male voice, press M.
For adult female voice, press F.
For child voice, press C.
For elderly male voice, press E.
For elderly female voice, press L.
To leave this option unchanged, just press Enter. To move forward or back through the list without changing values, press Space or Backspace. To exit the list, press Escape. Speech voice, currently adult male.
We will press Enter.
Hyperlink speech voice, currently
adult female.
Okay, now, this is only here for when you're using eloquence. It is the hyperlink voice, and it will speak hyperlinks when you're on the internet in that voice. And again, you have the same adult male, adult female, child, elderly male, elderly female.
Delete alert tone volume. Currently 4.
And then we'll go back to what we were used to.
Error alert tone volume, currently 5. Progress tone volume, currently 4.
Okay, so we'll press Escape.
Exit. Main menu. Word processor.
So now we're running eloquence.
Planner. Address list. Email. Internet. Media center.
Let's go into the media center.
Media menu. Media player.
There's the media player.
Record a memo.
There's the record a memo. BrailleNote PK users, on the front of the BrailleNote PK, there was a little button that wasn't used. It's used now to record memos. So BrailleNote PK users can record memos with Keysoft 7.
Playback memos. FM radio.
FM radio. So we'll press Enter.
Word. 106.5 FM.
So you have an FM radio. And use your earphones as an aerial. So you can have presets, you can jump from frequency to frequency, you can key in a frequency if you want to. So we'll press Escape. Now, we're listening to the radio and we're doing other things.
Exit. Main menu. Word processor. Enter.
So I'm going to mute the radio. Now let's go back to the main menu.
Main menu. Word processor. Enter. Address list. Email. Internet. Media center. Navigation.
Navigation. That is the GPS program. If you have GPS installed, it now shows up as navigation, and N is the hotkey from the main menu. No longer is it G.
Book reader. Scientific calculator. Database manager.
There's a database manager in here. If we go into the database manager.
Database to use. Press enter for transaction record.
And it gives you
list of key base files and key base folder. CD catalog.
A CD catalog.
Ham radio log.
Ham radio.
Home inventory.
These are just sample databases. You can make your own database with this product.
Membership list. My books. My recipes. Receipt book. Transaction record. Wine tasting. No more items. List of key base files and key base folder.
And we'll press enter.
Key base menu for CD catalog. Add record.
You can add a record.
Look up records.
Look up a record.
Copy records.
Copy a record.
Emboss records. Print records. Import data. Review database definition. Free database space. End of menu. Key base menu for CD catalog. Add record. Entry list for CD catalog. Title.
What's the title of our CD? So we'll type in.
Artist
can be
Chris Grabowski. Artist currently Chris. Track one
is
Braille Note. Empower Demo. Track two, Keysoft. 7.0 Demo. Track 3.
And then we'll press Control Enter to add.
Record added. Key base menu for CD catalog.
Let's go back to the main menu.
Main menu.
D for database.
Database to use. Press enter for CD catalog.
Now we'll type in a database that does not exist.
Test. File does not exist. Create a new file. Yes. End of list. Field definition list for test. Field one name.
So you can create your own database. So field one name might be
first name. Field type for first name. Currently string.
Okay, so let's get help and see what we can do.
Select the type of data you want to store in this field and press enter. To cycle through the list of data types, press Ctrl with the spacebar. To review or change the field options, press Ctrl with 2. To move forward or back through the list without changing values, press space or backspace. Once you have added all the fields you require and are happy with them, press Escape. Field type for first name, currently string. Number.
A number.
Yes or no choice. Date. Time. Document.
So you have all the different types that you can create this in your database. So you can create your own custom databases with Keysoft 7.
Exit. Sort order is first name. Change. No. Record title is first name. Change. No. Associated database name. Press enter for test. Confirm changes. Yes. Key base menu for test.
Okay, so I just made a test database, which is practically nothing, but I just want to show you it can be done.
Exit. Main menu. Exit. Main menu. Word processor. Planner. Address list. Email. Internet. Media center. Navigation. Book reader.
There's the familiar book reader.
Scientific calculator.
The scientific calculator now supports fractions. You can do things with fractions, which is pretty cool.
Database manager.
There's your database manager.
Games.
Games! Now, that's why the G was taken from the GPS, and it was moved to games. So if we press enter on games...
Play which game? Press enter for tff.z8.
Okay. Now, what it's doing is it's giving me a list of games that I have in my games folder. And these are the text adventure games that you can download off the internet. The Z5 and Z8 games. They're text adventure games. And it comes stocked with quite a few games. And you can download more if you have the old Masterpieces CD that Infocom put out with about 30 or 40 of these games on them. The DAT files are actually there, so the Braille Note can play those. So let's see what happens.
List of game files in my games folder. Azteca.z8. Bears Night Out.z5. Colossal Adventure.z5. Curses.z5. Dragon.z5. Gourmet.z5.
And actually, on the list, Jamie Paul's, I think it was yesterday, the day before, put on a list of a website that he found text adventure games with an interpreter, and you could use your interpreter to play them on your PC. Well, if you download the games, if you purchase the games or download the demo games, you can play them on your Braille Note. So here's one that I purchased, The First Mile.
Bored with the small selection of CDs you took with you for the long drive to your new life in Las Vegas, you incessantly flip through the 5 least statusy stations in search of decent music. On perhaps your 100th pass through the static, the evangelists and the country music, a bright red light on the dashboard catches your attention. Your annoyance at this leg of the trip goes up a couple of notches as you identify the little red light as the low fuel indicator. On the brighter note, you wonder at the good timing, since you were getting hungry anyway. Your anxiety increases a bit as you recall how few and far between the exits along this stretch of Interstate 40 have been. As you begin to wonder if you will have enough gas to make it to the next exit, relief greets you after a bend in the road. An exit sign. Better still, it's an exit sign of green with a smaller blue sign below it indicating fuel and food. Things are looking up. According to those beautiful signs, you will be filling the tank and your stomach in the charming little town of Dead Rock, Arkansas. You flippantly wonder where some of these town names come from. Less than a minute later, you take your exit, and immediately slow down as you leave the highway and come across a T-intersection. Welcoming some fresh country air, the electric purr of the power windows fills the car, a sweet-smelling, slightly humid air fills the car. Your mood lifts immediately.
Okay, I just silenced it, but what can happen,
you shrug your shoulder.
What we'll do is
face contained.
Get into the game.
Architecture of the building.
Now open a saved game.
Load with saved game. Press enter for demo. Okay.
Type in look.
Look. City Hall. Foyer. The unmistakable smell of an old building dominates the air thanks to years of humidity working into the old wood of Town Hall. A small standing sign directs visitors where to go. A ladder heads up a dark passage, while open doorways lead in almost every direction.
So we'll do read sign.
Read. Sign. Less than main office, mayor's office, greater than.
Okay. So basically what you do is you, in a text adventure game, you explore your location, you pick up things, items, you drop items, you see what you have in your inventory.
Aye, you are carrying a paper cup, some soda pop, a stack of bills, a disposable lighter.
Okay. So it's telling you what I'm carrying. So basically it's like a book. So you're playing this book, you're the character in this book, and you can play literally hundreds and hundreds of these text adventure games. If I hit escape...
Are you sure you want to quit?
We'll answer yes.
Why? Main menu.
Now we'll hit G for games.
Play which game? Press enter for tff.z1.
Here's another one that I had purchased years and years ago on a CD that... When back when we were using DOS, and I had the CD, and for some reason I never threw it away or anything. I just held on to the CD, and I'm kind of glad that I did.
Zorgai, The Great Underground Empire, copyright C, 1981, 1982, 1983, Infocom Incorporated. All rights reserved. Zork is a registered trademark of Infocom Incorporated. Revision 88/serial number 840,700. Zorkai. Look. West of house, you are standing in an open field west of a white house, with a boarded front door. There is a small mailbox here.
So you can play and download as many games as you want. Text adventure games, you can find them all over the internet. Some for purchase, some for free. It even comes with quite a few stocked in the device ready to play. I'm going to hit escape.
Okay. Your score is zero. Yes. Main menu.
Another new feature of the M-Power and PKs is the remote synthesizer and Braille terminal for Braille or screen reader. Using the Braille note as a Braille display, you can use Bluetooth. So instead of having the Braille note connected via the serial cable, you can connect it via Bluetooth and use your Braille note as a Braille display with Window Eyes or JAWS. You can also use the remote synthesizer option over Bluetooth. So that's pretty cool. You can have your computer talking without connecting the Braille note to the computer via wire. It'll be all Bluetooth. When you configure a new email account, you can specify what port numbers you want the Braille note to use, so it doesn't use the standard SMTP or POP ports. Well, it does, but you can change them. If your ISP makes you change them, you can change them. The Braille note Keysoft 7.0 is available for all models, the Classic, the M-Power, and the PK. Some features, like the FM radio or Eloquence, are only on the M-Power because of the hardware limitations. The Classics, you have the games. You can play the games. You have the database. There are a few other enhancements that the Keysoft 7 has that I can't think of offhand. The remote visual display. You can use a remote visual display also over a Bluetooth connection. So to turn on the visual display, you do a function with O.
Options menu.
V for visual display.
Visual display currently off.
And you hit the help key.
To turn the visual display off, press F. For a display connected to the serial port, press S. For an infrared connection, press I. For a Bluetooth connection, press B. To leave this option unchanged, just press Enter. To move forward or back through the list without changing values, press Space or Backspace. To exit the list, press Escape.
So the nice thing about this
main menu
is if you are a student and you're in a classroom and the teacher has the computer near the front of the room and they want to see what you're doing with the Bluetooth Braille display, you don't have to be within cable's length. You can be 30 feet away, and it will, the visual display, I mean, you don't have to be kind of tethered to the computer or using a infrared, which you'd have to be line of sight. Bluetooth, you don't need to be line of sight. So they've improved the Bluetooth functionality of the Braille Note in Keysoft 7. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this glimpse into what Keysoft 7 has to offer. I think it's a very stable upgrade. It's well worth the upgrade. Just to have the games alone is nice, that you know, you can play games if you want to, you know, and you can get those games anywhere you want. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this demonstration of Keysoft 7.0. If you have any questions, you can email me at chrisg@buffalo.edu.